Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this rainy Thursday morning. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe alongside Willie D. is out in Denver tonight. It's the Preds and Avalanche. 8 o'clock puck drop. Pregame at 7. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. By the way, Jonnu Smith, Titans tight end, will join us at 11:30. Keith Bullock, great linebacker for the Titans for a long time. Mr. Monday Night is on the line with us. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you fellas doing on this rainy Thursday?
It is rainy and cold, man. It's like it feels like November. Oh, wait a minute. It is November.
Y'all Football are inside, weather. So it's all good until you get out here in it. So it's all,
As a player, relative. Did the element what did you think as a player? Cold, rain? Were you okay with it?
They had to go through it too, so I didn't even put that in my mind. You know, that's just something to kind of take you out of your game. So I just looked at it, you know, they're not going to cancel the game and the opponent has to play in the same conditions. So I don't even worry about it, but I can't lie. Like, you know, there's like, you know, that New England game up there, back in 03 when it was like, 04 when it was minus temperatures. Like, there are parts throughout the day, especially at night games where you're like, yo, if it's 10 degrees now at 8 o'clock at night, it's definitely going to be way colder. So, you know, I prefer warm. Like I can do heat because you can always get an IV and, you know, I feel like my conditioning will be up to par with the heat and the elements, but cold is cold, you know?
Keith, I was at that game. I was in the warm press box, so I really can't complain.
Oh,
but you know, when they show the stupid fans, the drunk fans on the Jumbotron, you can usually, doesn't matter, cold, they've been drinking all day, that you can see them with no shirts. I think they showed, we got one shot during the course of that game of one Patriots fan. That just tells you how cold it is. Only one idiot in the stand with his no shirt off or with no shirt on for that game. Of course, probably spent the next 3 weeks in the hospital. You know.
Yeah, well, I bet if it was in Buffalo, it would have been more than one.
You're probably right.
Than one Bills fan.
You're probably right. I remember talking to Neil O'Donnell after that game, and I said, you know, because you know McNair was banged up, and he was having a hard time moving around in the fourth quarter. He could barely break the huddle. And I said, did you want to go in? Did you think you were going in? And he looked at me, and he said, are you kidding me? Hell no. He's like, I couldn't even feel my body. Yeah, but I've been sitting there for three quarters. I couldn't feel anything.
That sounds like Neil. That's about right. That's how it goes.
So you've been watching this team. We've been following your tweets on social media. So the Titans sit here in a spot they don't want to be in, but they're 4-5, and they've got Kansas City this week. When you've watched them to this point, what do you see?
To this point, you know, I see a team with a very, very good defense. They've been playing good defense all year, but, you know, offensively, they just haven't been able to get any consistency. And, you know, you could talk about the quarterback play as much as you want, but just as the whole, you know, unit moves and works together, it just doesn't, it hasn't been consistent. You know, you look at last game, you know, they're usually a good team against the penalties, and it was the penalties that was killing them. You know, I find like they put themselves in situations where they're always digging out of a hole. Like they're never really in position to play with a lead and really command and take control of football games. And they haven't really done that too much this year. I mean, but look, they're still in a good spot. You know, I'm sure they would like to be in a better spot, but I feel like they'll beat Kansas City. You know, I feel like this is the type of team where they'll put together a game plan. If, you know, they pay attention to Kansas City, you know, the way to beat them is to go at them and keep their offense off the field. And I feel like when the Titans are clicking, they do a great job of ball control, utilizing the run and the play action to put points on the board and, you know, keep opposing offenses off the field. And, you know, with this team that's coming in, you know, if those three and outs from the offense will really, really put the defense in a hole, because they're going to have to play against so much speed and so much talent. And I think it's on the offense's shoulders this week, you know, to bring this game home for the Titans.
Interesting. You know, in the heyday, back in the day, that the defenses that you were part of were best in the league. They were fantastic. And you knew what they were going to do on the other side of the ball. No matter who the opponent was, they were still going to give the ball to Eddie George. And Eddie was going to run. It seems like this team struggles on week to week on whether or not they want to pound Derrick Henry or not. When you see Derrick Henry, because you played with Eddie George, and they were similar, just big bruising backs, what do you see? Like, why do you think there's a hesitation? Like I said, back in the day, you know, Jeff Fisher and what you guys were doing on the offensive side of the ball, you knew Eddie was going to get his carries. He was going to get 20, 25, even maybe even more throughout the course of the game, depending on how right. It was playing out. Why the reluctance to have, you know, Derrick Henry get too many of these 14 and 15 carry games out of him?
I think the game has definitely changed in that respect. But then at the same time, I feel like that falls on the coordinator. Like I said, Indianapolis, they went up to Kansas City and handled them. And what they did, they ran at them. You know, Mack, the running back for the Colts, got the ball 29 times, and he ran for 132 yards. Why the Titans don't utilize that, I think, you know, to be quite frank, a lot of times they find themselves in bad situations where, you know, they'll get a good game and then there's a penalty. So now it's first and 15, or they're usually playing in, you know, second and longs and third and longs. So to really get the running game going consistently and sticking with it, I think, you know, the offensive coordinator might get a little discouraged when he feels like, all right, now he has to get back a chunk of yardage. So we're playing from a third and manageable situation. But I personally feel, you know, at least from last game, that's last couple games, that's what I saw. But I honestly, truly don't know why they do not attempt to feed Derrick Henry, because as we all have seen, defenses wear down towards the end of the game. McCaffrey breaking that run last week wasn't because, you know, he was killing and torching the Titans defense. It was because, look, the defense in the fourth quarter eventually broke down. He found a seam, and a great back like that, you know, he's been doing it all year. And we see that we have a back like that on our side in Derrick Henry. Like you said, he's a bigger back, and you wouldn't expect for him to be able to hit the home run, but we all know that he can. And I don't know and don't understand why he's not featured to get to other aspects of the offense, such as a Jonnu Smith and Brown into the mix.
We're talking to Keith Bullock, former Titans linebacker. He's here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And Keith, having played the linebacker position for so long, you look at what the Titans have now, and Evans and Landry and Jayon Brown. How beneficial is it going to be once Jeffrey Simmons really starts to come into his own to have him in front of those guys to be able to open up the lanes for the linebackers like Albert Haynesworth and others were able to do for you?
Well, we played a totally different defense. You know, they're in a 3-4, and we played a 4-3. So, you know, I don't know how their D-line is coached, but our D-line definitely was coached not to hold anybody up. You know what I'm saying, for me? So that's why you see Albert being able to have the type of seasons that he was able to have once he got the grasp of the defense. But, yo, Jeffrey Simmons, he's going to be a beast. You know, just to get out there off of a mid-season Thursday practice, and go out there and make a play to affect the cause of the game, and to just keep getting better each game. When I say better, you know, with more reps, he's only going to get better. He's going to get healthier when that knee starts to come around. But as far as the linebackers go, the linebackers could totally benefit off of a guy like that. You know, Jarrell Casey is still there. You see how, you know, Jarrell is able to still do things later in his career. So I honestly, to actually get back to your original question, I don't know that their defense is structured for the D-line to complement the linebackers in the sense that you're speaking of, but they complement the linebackers in the sense that, you know, Rashard is a sideline-to-sideline player. Jayon has been showing his coverage skills a lot this year and being able to affect passes and those things. So, and obviously we know what's going on in the back end. I think those guys with Vaccaro, Logan, and Byard do a great job of communicating. So this defense is a time for them to gel now, because obviously nothing was picked up in free agency. But when you get a first-rounder like Simmons midway through the season with fresh legs, it might as well be a brand new player to your defense.
Keith, I can remember back in the day of, you know, before I even got into the media business of being a fan, I could look at this Titans team and I could tell you who the leaders in that locker room were. You just saw it on the field and in the community. When you look at this current Titans team, does it stand out to you who the leaders are?
You know, I definitely see Kevin Byard as a consistent leader. Definitely seen Wesley Willier as a leader, although he's not on the forefront anymore, but you know what he's done in the past, and for them to keep him on the team, you know, I definitely see him playing a leadership role. But look, I don't know what goes on in that locker room, and obviously we know the most vocal people are the people that are always on the interviews and whatnot. I feel on my team's, you know, leadership was kind of done, led by example. Like, you put it on the field, and then, you know, you get guys to respond there. And then if guys aren't responding, you know, we handle things different within the locker room or in the practice facility. I mean, or on the practice field. You know, back then, like, it wasn't really about – like, I didn't care about being my teammate's friend. You know, it would be great if it works out and we're friends off the field, but I know that we were here to do a job. You know, when I got into the league, I was with, you know, Bruce Matthews and Eddie and all those legends, and they were fresh off of a Super Bowl loss, so it was a no BS type of mentality when I got here, and I tried to hold that down, and I felt like I did as much as possible. And I just think the league is different now in a sense, because everybody wants to be liked, and, you know, not everyone is, you know, up for telling people what really needs to be heard in order to come to one common goal. And in the NFL, it's all about wins. And I don't know, with social media and all this stuff, it's a totally different game. So I think it was easier back when I played to really kind of get to people without really taking their feelings into consideration. Obviously, you know, off the field, we're all – it's one thing. But on the field, man, like, you know, we all have something to do. And it's hard to be a leader, especially a vocal leader, if you aren't 100% on your assignment. So you can't be out there messing up and, you know, coming back and trying to get on somebody about them doing their job. So it's tough being a leader in any aspect of work or life, football or, you know, regular workforce.
Amen to that. You are dead on right. Hey, good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it. We always want to get your perspective, and let's do it again down the road soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is former Titans linebacker Keith Bullock, and some interesting stuff in there. We will come back more with Darren Donick and Chase. Like I said, Jonnu Smith, Titans tight end at the bottom of the hour. More coming on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.